This is Friday Form, brought to you by the Racing League, the world's first horse racing league where you own the horses. Go to trl.net.
And it's a very big welcome to Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, who we love having access to on a Friday morning on The Breakfast Club. He's back again. Dino, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
One of the spring features, we've got it. We've got another one. The Guineas last week, got the Caulfield Cup this week. It's a very exciting time, surely, in racing.
It's a very exciting time and a very exciting Caulfield Cup. I think Caulfield Cup's been a little bit forgotten over probably the last 4 or 5 years, but this is a seriously good race tomorrow and, you know, worldwide recognition, because to have an Epsom Derby winner at the top of the weights just gives it, you know, the starting point that it deserves, this race.
How many Epsom Derby winners have we had race in Australia? Ballpark, top... Not many?
Maybe one. No, yeah. Not many. Yeah, I think he'd be the only one from memory, but usually the pacemakers end up coming out here and trying to win something, but he's a seriously good horse.
Right, $5 million up for grabs. No surprise to see them coming for the cash, which makes sense to me. Before we get Quinny involved and have a look at Caulfield tomorrow, can I take you back a couple of days to Caulfield on Wednesday, Dino, in the Blue Sapphire Stakes, where there was the three runners and the race that it was? Because it seemed to be, just as an outsider who loves the sport but doesn't really know too much about it, clearly, it was a great opportunity to see a real race, because it was on from the start, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, you would have thought that Anders would lead those other two quite clearly, because he's a seriously fast horse. But Hanseatic was put into the race early, and Ranting was up there three wide, and they just went at each other, and it was ended up, from being a three-horse race, it could have been a bit pedestrian, ended up a bit of a race of attrition, and even in the postscript, with Hanseatic unfortunately bleeding and Anders having heat stress, it was a seriously hard race for them, and ultimately Ranting, who'd had a bit more race fitness under his belt and was tough for the contest, got the money.
I remember, Dino, my dad, we're talking about this during the week, my dad always says that in small horse fields, is that right? It's more likely to be a race. Tactics play a bigger part, even though there's very few horses in the race, and often you get the upsets. Can you explain a little bit more about why it is, when there might be only three or four horses, that there tends to be more of a race?
It depends. It depends on the mindset of the jockeys. I mean, it can also be like watching, you know, the track cycling, where they get up high on the velodrome there go as slow as they can, and then they whiz off as quick as they can. So it can be all sorts of different permutations. And I've got to say, Wednesday's race, when they got to the 600, if you told me that's how it was going to be run, I'd have given you very long odds about that. And then I wasn't necessarily thinking Ranting was out of the race, because he's a quality horse. But, he was a bit of a surprise winner.
Yeah, of course, his team finding a way to make it happen, and a very valuable colt he is now too for the Corsairs camp. So well done. Well done to them on Wednesday. Nick Quinn would have had a good day Wednesday. He loves great racing. He loves great sport. He's a champion, and he joins us on a Friday morning. Good morning, Quinny.
Had a very good day, Daniel. My tab account didn't have such a good day. It was a bit of a challenge there at the Heath on Wednesday, but the good thing is we can bounce back tomorrow.
My word, we can. Just on that race itself, Quinny, three horses, was it a good betting race? Did people engage in it, or were they a bit shy?
No, it was a really good betting race. It was one of the better betting races anywhere across the country on Wednesday as well. So the fact that there were three runners, but you could make, if you got something for everyone there. If you wanted a good lock for the multi bets, Anders unfortunately did appear exactly that. Hanseatic was sort of backable, and then Ranting was such good odds that there was some late money, especially as the horse got out to such a good quote.
It was a fascinating day at Wednesday, and it looks like we've got another ripper tomorrow. It is Caulfield Cup Day, Stella Artois Caulfield Cup Day. The feature, of course, is the $5 million Caulfield Cup. That is at race number 9 on the program. What we're going to do for first-time players, great to have you with us, is go through the quaddie legs. We'll get you Dino's formula bet for one of our lucky listeners this week. If you want to register for that, by the way, straight to the website, rsn.net.au. Get to the competitions page and you'll find out about Dino's formula bet opportunities. The Rammer Ruffy, and we might have a little bit of a sneak peek at the Tab Everest up at Sydney as well, because that's worthwhile having a little bit of a conversation about on a great day of racing across the nation. We've got 10 race card. The first leg of the quaddie is race number 7. Let's get into it. The Caulfield Sprint Group 2 activity over the 1,000 metres, $300,000 up for grabs. Eight going around, Dino. And Alpha Oro, who I think Mr. Run, was it Mr. Run last week, Alpha Oro, for Matt Laurie, is even money favourite at the tab.
Yeah, he's got in very short, Daniel, but look, he's an exciting horse. I think the likelihood of rain and quite a bit of it, and that's what we've got to speculate on a bit as well, is really in his favour. He's won on all conditions, but he's very comfortable on the wet ground. And he's just been going so well, and he drops 6.5 kilos for that win last start. Admittedly, he's going up in grade, but he looks ready for the challenge. And I think this was a better option than last week in that he's in a handicap rather than wait for age. So he's very well placed. Interesting runner here is Graf, first run for Danny O'Brien. This horse hasn't won for a long time, but he's run in a lot of races that are, you know, upper level. He's run fourth in a Lightning, fourth in a Newmarket. He's had two jump outs for the O'Brien stable. Gee, he's going well. He's got to go in. Seven Garner was very good first up at Caulfield, and then in a small field in Adelaide, just got a really messy run. I think from barrier one, gets a really good run. And Fabergino, who likewise had a pretty messy run in the Moyer Stakes when she missed the start. I like the wide draw for her, and she could certainly improve. But yeah, if we get a lot of rain between now and tomorrow, you'd probably sub a few of those around, because Jungle Edge would probably go in. He does need probably the heavy ground to win on in this sort of field with 60 kilos.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a pretty good summary, I reckon, of the first leg of the Quaddie, the Caulfield Sprint. We've got Steffi Graf going around Joel Garner as part of the field there. Quinny, so the sports fans will love this from all genres.
And racing fans will love it even more if the popular favourite Alpha Aura can get the job done. Now, a $2 chance, Fabergino 440, Garner 480. And there's been a little bit of money for Graf at the $13 quote. Dino, just on Jungle Edge, he's $21. For you to even entertain him, would it have to be heavy? Is his recent form and the big weight good enough to suggest that if it does get into heavy, he does come into play somewhat because he's just such a duck?
Yeah, well, he's just a different horse on the wet ground. And if you thought it was going to get heavy, I think he'd need heavy. Like, he's competitive on soft, but with 60 kilos, he probably needs to slow them right down as much as possible on the wet ground. So I think, he's $21. If you're confident it's going to get to heavy, that's a very, very big price.
And Alpha Aura, currently a $2 favourite. Do you think that's about right, or do you think the horse might get out a little bit on race day, or conversely, could he continue to firm between now and then?
Oh, I couldn't see him shortening any more. But, yeah, he's into rock bottom odds now. But, you know, look, he's a winner, so that's what, you know, punters love to gravitate to, and it's a good reason to gravitate to him.
Everyone loves a winner, certainly in the first leg of the quaddie too, just by the way. It's pretty handy to get one of those. So, Rama, you have one job for us on the Friday form, that is to take the numbers and relay them to us at the end of each race. If you don't mind doing it for the first leg, that'd be great.
Yep, 6, 3, 7, and 2.
6, 3, 7, 2. If it gets heavy, have a think about the one there, says Dino in Jungle Edge. Let's have a look at the second leg of the quaddie, race number 8, 4:30. Check your local guides. The Moonga Stakes. It is Moonga, not Moonja. It's Moonga, isn't it?
Moonga
Stakes. $200,000. Group 3 affair again over the 1,400 metres. Set weights and penalties. And we've got 12 going around, Dino. And these colours, these pink colours with the white crosses, are very, very prominent at the moment for Grant and Alana Williams. And they'll be hopefully a bit more prominent for them tomorrow as well, because Windstorm, his horse we've talked a lot about in the Friday form in the last month or so, is favourite at tab.com.au at around about $2.30. You're playing?
I think he's a little bit short, Daniel. I think he's got a very good chance. He's a must for the quaddie, but I think there's a couple here that have got very good chances, and they're at better odds, and they are number 7, The Inevitable. I think he's run in a lot of races in the last 12 months that he probably couldn't win, or he wasn't as well suited. He ran in a Newmarket, and he's run down the straight quite a few times, but he's 2 from 2 at 1,400 metres. He'll handle soft ground. All of a sudden, he's just got into a race he can win, I think, and I think he's got a terrific hope. 10 best of days is very well weighted in this race. His run first up was good with the big weight, and he'll be fitter. He's a Group 1 winner, and I think he's well placed here. Certainly, Windstorm is a must for the quaddie players. I just think he's a bit short. I'm giving a chance to Wild Planet. He does go up 6 kilos on his run in the Epsom, but he's back to 1,400, which is probably his pet distance. We'll need a good ride off barrier 1 to get clear at the right time. And if the rain comes, I think 50 Stars has got a little chance. He's probably a better horse. Well, he is a better horse at Flemington. There's no doubt about that. But he's a really good soft tracker, and he doesn't get it very often. And if he gets the wet ground to suit, he's a must to go in as well. So I don't think it's as clear-cut as the market, and I'm looking at a little bit of value.
Righto, Quinny. I love when Dino says that. It's not as clear-cut. You buggered it up again there at the Tabu people with the market. That's what he's saying. What's happening in the latest movements, please, for race number 8?
Well, Windstorm's a dominant favourite at $2.30. Wild Planet at $4.80. Second Elect, Best of Days, $5.50. The Inevitable has been $7.50 out to 11. I can guarantee there'll be some support at the $11 in the coming minutes after that little push there from Dino, tipping the horse on top. Dino, I know you can't put them all in, but you've left out the Fourth Elect, Morrissey, who's got a good record at Caulfield, having won 3 races, and a good record in what we should get tomorrow, the soft ground. What are your thoughts on Morrissey, who was 3rd behind Windstorm last start?
Yeah, I think he's not well treated under the set weights and penalties weight scale. That's one thing. And this is going to be a very fast run, or solidly run 1400, and that's just not his go at all. When he's run at 1400, they've gone at very pedestrian speed, and he's just dashed home. Tomorrow, you've got speed from out wide in the race, like Be Good to Your Mother, Streets of Avalon, Morvada. They put the pressure on, and I think he's under the odds.
All right, that's the assessment of the Moonga Stakes, race 8, the second leg of the quaddie. Rammer, can you rehash those numbers for us, please?
Yes, 7, 10, 9, 4, and 1.
7, 10, 9, 4, and 1 for the second leg of the quaddie. All right, let's get to the feature, the $5 million Stella Artois Caulfield Cup, 2,400 metres. Handicap work, Group 1 action. It's worth winning. They're flying from all over the world to be a part of it, which is just magnificent. We've got a full field of 18 going around, of course. Actow. Now, our man Glenn McFarlane had a little sneaky piece of Actow with the Vermont Footy Club. And he was saying off air yesterday, he was being very, very pessimistic about it. Oh, you know, it's not there, not in yet. We haven't got the race day yet. 2 hours later, it's scratched. He's put the Moz on it, Dino.
Yes, it's no laughing matter with a tendon injury too. So it's very, very sad for the team. I mean, they've known since March that they're in the field, and to get to 2 days out and not take their place, I feel for them.
A disaster. So Actow comes out. Still got a full field of 18 going around. And you mentioned Anthony Van Dyke before, the Epsom Derby winner. Very Elegant, though, is favourite at the Tab, but very backable odds, Dino. $5 each way value for Very Elegant tomorrow in the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, I think you can back a few runners if you like them at these odds, and certainly make a book out of the race. And we're putting a lot of numbers in the quaddie because it's that sort of race.
I was going to ask you how you're going to narrow it to 4.
No. Four times 2. We'll start. My starting point's one at good odds, and that's Delasan. I think the horse is going really well. He ran a terrific race in the Turnbull Stakes. If you watch the Turnbull Stakes, the last 50 metres, it looked like he was going to be beaten, and he actually surged and ran through the line really well. Now, he drops 4.5 kilos for that run, or 4 kilos for that run, I should say. He's run second in the South Australian Derby to Russian Camelot, the boom horse of the spring. He likes soft ground. He's got the in-form William Pike to ride. I just think he's got a really good chance at double-figure odds. But the class horses are clearly Anthony Van Dyke, who is his last start, he defeated Stradivarius, and he's beaten him twice this in the last year. So he's a seriously good horse.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Epsom Derby winner. He's come up with a wide draw. I don't know if that's a disadvantage, especially if the track's wet. Hugh Bowman can just plot the course he wants, and the horse has got tactical speed. He'll be first 5 or 6 at the worst, I would have thought. Very Elegant's a must. She's won an Ethereal Stakes at Caulfield on soft ground, Caulfield Cup Day 2 years ago. She gets the soft ground all the better. She's a great winning chance. I think Buckhurst is a very interesting runner for Joseph O'Brien. He's had a low-key build-up, but I think he's ticking over well. And he drops 8.5 kilos on that last run, and that was behind the Melbourne Cup favourite and Tiger Moth. So he can run very well. Master of Wine's a must. He's ticking over well, and I think if he gets the rain, that suits him. 10 Prince of Arran, we know he comes to Melbourne, and he just improves. He ran behind Enable last start. It's another Ridiculously strong form reference. He was beaten about six lengths, but we're talking world's best. And then a couple that I think are ticking over quite well. Warning, the Derby winner of last year.
Yeah, has got like a Warning.
Yeah, I wish he'd drawn a better gate because he could have used it. But, you know, just depending on the day, they might be winning out wide and he'll just sweep into the race. And I think he's a bit of a chance. And one I hadn't really considered until her last run and then she comes up with a good draw is Toffee Tongue, number 17. She's had a good build-up. Her run in the Turnbull was great. She's got 51 kilos and she's a Australasian Oaks winner. So I think she's got a little chance as well. But fantastic race. And, yeah, but the form lines are certainly some of the world's best.
A lot to digest in that summary, Quinny, from Dino, which is fantastic, just by the way. And you go through the form lines and you do see the world's best horses in this Caulfield Cup, in the form lines, Quinny. So I imagine there's people coming from everywhere to back different horses because of the different form lines and their favourites coming into a big Group 1 event. I am interested in the response from the tab to Anthony Van Dyke drawing the car park in 20 or coming into whatever it is, might be 17, whatever it might come into. How has that affected Anthony Van Dyke's price, but also who else are they backing, Quinny?
It's been a very good betting race, as you would imagine. Very Elegant, currently a $5 favourite. Anthony Van Dyke, to answer your question, had clearly been the best backed runner up until the barrier draw in the 48 hours leading up to that. Got as short as $4.60, reopened a $5 chance after coming up with that wide draw and has drifted out to $7. We've got Master of Wine, $8. Now, Buckhurst continues to firm. This horse was still $19 8 days ago, all the way down to 11 and in from 15 since the draw. And Della Sandino's on top selection, 21 into 15 in the last couple of days as well. Dino, just with Anthony Van Dyke, you said that the wide draw isn't a massive concern. What about the big weight? Because that might be the other little negative that punters are looking at in the form guide and scene.
It's become a very good race for top weights in recent years. Through Admire Ratke and Dunedin and class horses, it's not that big a burden. And he's got half a kilo more than like Viewed when he won a Caulfield Cup. So I don't think he's too badly treated at all.
Now, we haven't put Finch in the quaddy. He was fifth in the Caulfield Cup last year and has resumed from a spell with thirds in both the Chelmsford and the Turnbull. What did you make of Finch?
I reckon he's going really well. I thought last year he'd win the Caulfield Cup, and he did have a bit of a wide run, but he just never looked really comfortable around Caulfield, and he's such a big actioned horse. Look, if he would be definitely the next in line, and he's the one that sort of grappled with putting in, but I just went back to last year's race, and I just always thought he looked very awkward around the Caulfield circuit. So Damien Lane, last year's cup-winning rider aboard, and Chris Waller. He's got a lot in his favour, but that was the one thing that I just marked against him.
Now, I've got a tweet come through from a Boof Dyson. It says, Quinny, I love the show and I'd love to get Dino's thoughts on True Self. I thought he'd be too busy to go to Twitter this morning, though. So if you see this, can you go to Dino? So there we go. I'm now Dino's secretary.
You're my secretary.
Can you respond to Boof, who's obviously got a share there in True Self, I suspect?
Well, True Self, Queen Elizabeth winner last year and ran really well in the Geelong Cup to Prince of Arran. So there's your form line. No guide on her last run in the Ebor, where she probably missed the start 15 or 20 lengths. So she was out of play right from the get-go. The gear changes interest me that come halfway across the world to take the earmuffs off and the tongue tie off. So that might be significant. And he's such a wily trainer. But she's come up with a good draw. I couldn't put them, as you said, can't put them all in, but I've got such great respect for Willie Mullins. I can't recall him running one here that hasn't run well, so it's a very interesting runner.
And final question from me. I need to ask about Avilius because I thought they're running in the Caulfield Cup exactly 2 years too late, but what do you make of him at the $26?
Well, the wet ground will probably, the rain comes, that would suit him. He's probably going to have to go a long way back. Look, he's got a terrific record at 2,400, but that's why these horses are here. You know, I've left Mirage Dancer out, awesome record at 2,400 metres. Dashing Willoughby's a promising horse. So there's just so many good horses in this race, and that's why I think it's a really good Caulfield Cup.
It's a cracker. It's an absolute cracker it's going to be. The Stella Artois Caulfield Cup, $5 million Group 1, 2,400 metre handicap. Tomorrow, 5:15, check your local guides. Rammer, please, what were those numbers for Dino's quaddy?
Okay, yes, 14, 1, 7, 4, 11, 10, 13, and 17.
All right, 14, 1, 7, 4, 11, 10, 13, and 17 are your numbers for the feature event of the card tomorrow. Let's get to a break, boys. We'll come back and finish off the quaddie tomorrow. We'll get the formula bet as well. We'll have a look at the Tab Everest up in Sydney just to get our teeth into that meeting, which is another ripper up there at Randwick tomorrow. And also the Ramaruffi, the world-famous Ramaruffi, still to come on the Friday Form. Take your minds back. You probably saw it in the last couple of weeks, in fact. Theme music from The Shawshank Redemption. It's always on the telly. You can't go a week without it being on telly. Love it. One of my favourite movies, The Shawshank Redemption. Andy Dufresne. Did he do it? He claims he didn't. I'm still not sure. Anyway, he got off. Andy Dufresne, Dino, and Tim Robbins, who played Andy Dufresne in The Shawshank Redemption, is having a birthday today. So that's why we're playing a little bit of Shawshank action today. Check your local gods. It'll be on the telly this weekend somewhere. You'll be fine. How old, Dino, is Tim Robbins, if you don't mind, please?
Tim Robbins, I'll go with 60.
60 for Tim Robbins. Quinny, I'm going to you second up today. You're a second up specialist.
What do you mean he got off?
He got off.
Guilty of murder. I think that's the opposite of getting off, isn't it?
Nah, but he went through the tub of crap to get to the other side.
Yes.
Came out clean on the other side. And then ended up in Zewatineu, that little place down by the water.
What did he do with a rock hammer?
What a rock hammer. Magnificent. How old's Tim?
57.
What did you say, Dino? 60.
60.
60, 57. Rama, how old is Tim, please?
Well, Shawshank Redemption, 25 years ago. So let's go with 63.
63 for Rama. Where's Whitey gone? He's taken off.
He just disappeared.
rearranging the golf tour for us.
I want to get a cup of tea. Righto, well, I can tell you today that Tim Robbins and Andy Dufresne, who got off somehow through the tunnel, is 62 today. Oh. So, Rama, you
Rama's
win.
Rama's the winner.
Rama's the winner at 63. He's been one off twice today. So, happy birthday to Tim. And I'm looking forward to watching that movie sometime across the weekend. Righto, now, I've got an SMS here. And we're doing the Friday Form, by the way. We'll look at the quaddie tomorrow at Caulfield, the Formula Bet, the Ramaruffi, and have a chat about the Tab Everest as well, which will get some headlines tomorrow, I'm sure. Jump in Bendigo, who rang us this morning, says, half I was putting burger sauce on my breakfast and missed the quaddy numbers. Can you get Rama to read them out, please? Well, Juppy, we will do that, but there's no point doing it three legs in. So let's get through the last one, and we'll rehash the entire thing at the end of that. But burger sauce on your brekkie is a good idea. Well played. Well played. Check it out. Goes well. All right, let's have a look at race number 10, the last leg of the quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield on Caulfield Cup Day. The Tristark Stakes, 1,400 metres. Group 2 affair, $300,000 up for grabs. 9 going around, Dino. And the horse we've talked about a bit in the last couple of weeks, Felicia, is the favourite at tab.com.au at $3.90. Is she favourite with you?
No, she's not, Daniel.
Goodness.
First go at 1,400 and might be very testing conditions by the last race tomorrow. So I'm going with Perfect Jewel, who I think will be really strong. She was on a quick backup last start, and I'm forgiving of that run. Pretty Brazen's going really well. She had no luck last start. She's probably neutral on wet ground. I think she's better on top of the ground, but she certainly handles it well enough to be very competitive. And I think a mare called She Shall Fly is going really well for Kevin Corstens. Her run last start was good. She handles the wet. So because we've loaded up the third leg, I want to have some dividends going, hopefully, into the last leg. So I'm just going with just those three numbers.
Righto. Just the three for Dino on the last leg, Quinny. Is that what you reckon the punters might do after having to go a bit wider in the Caulfield Cup because it's so challenging?
Well, really, will I say this? Dino's left out the two best backed runners here. Felicia's been 480 into 390 to head the market at that quote. And the last start, Ramaruffian in Madame Rouge has been popular at the $5.50 quote. Dino, no Ramaruffi from last start in Ramaruge here in the quote?
Could you just say that again? I want to hear that again. I just want to hear that again, please. Rama Rouge and Madam Ruffy. Yeah,
I think I bit off more than I could bite then.
You're in the real Travis Clarkson territory here. You're in real smoke and mirrors. And daggers and...
That's fantastic.
Behind the glass.
So where are we? I've lost where we are. What's happened here?
Rama Rouge, Madam Ruffy, is... I've got a negative
Madam
on her on
Rouge,
soft ground.
A last start, Rama Ruffy.
That's her. You got there.
I got a negative on her on the soft ground, and I think she proved on that last run she's got to have everything right to run 1,400, so that's why I've just been a little bit against her. She'd be fourth pick for me, I'm trimming up the last leg.
All right. Trimming last leg in the quaddie tomorrow at Caulfield. Rama, what were those last leg numbers, please?
3, 1, and 6.
All right. So we don't need my mate. He's listening. He's texting me. He goes, I'm listening. I've got all the numbers, but Juppy hasn't. So we need to get everyone those numbers again, please, Rama. Yeah. Can you go through from the top? Thank you for the quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield.
Yes, I can. Race 6, 3, 7, and 2. Race 8, 7, 10, 9, 4, and 1. Race 9, 14, 1, 7, 4, 11, 10. 13 and 17. Then finally, race 10, 3, 1, and 6.
All right, race 10, 3, 1, and 6 tomorrow at Caulfield. What we might do is just jump to Randwick for a second and have a chat about the Tab Everest before we get the formula bet and the Rama Ruffy, Dino and Quinny. And I know there's plenty of interest in one of the great little marketing campaigns ever from the Tab is to send out to some really important people around the nation a silks, the Nature Strip silks, which the Tab, of course, have as their runner in the Everest tomorrow. And only the greats have got it.
What corner you're in, Daniel.
What's that, Dino?
We know what corner you're in.
I'm on Nature Strip. I'm on Nature Strip. I think Nature Strip gets the job done tomorrow. The Tab has Nature Strip favourite, Dino, for the Everest. $15 million, if you don't mind. At $4.40, James McDonald in the saddle. Chris Waller knows what he's doing. There's a big field of 16 going around. What do you see at the Everest tomorrow?
I see a fantastic race also. But if Nature Strip found his right form, he has had a bit of a checkered lead up with the losing the rider in the trial. Then he had the mucus in his throat at his last run. But if he's on song, he's the best horse in the race for mine. He can win, but he's at a price where I'd sort of have him as a not lose situation, and I'd be backing G-Tra and I'd be backing Trekking, and that'd be the two I'd have as winners. And if Nature Strip won, you'd break square on the race. That'd be the three I'd be playing. Classic Legends a good chance, and Bivouac's the improver, I'm with G-Tra.
Jutra, number 7 in race 7 tomorrow at Randwick for Dino in the Tab Everest. Now, I mentioned 16 before, 16 in the field, 12 running. Quinny, what's the market saying, please?
He has been heavily back, the Enigma Nature Strip. He's got an excellent third up record, though, 5 starts for 4 wins. He got out to $10 after the Premier Stakes. He's all the way back down to $4.40. Classique Legend, a $5 second elect. Then we've got Jutra, $6.50. Dino, has it surprised you how heavily back Nature Strip has been after what he's dished up this campaign? Not just being beaten twice at the short odds, but 2 barrier trials, one where he threw the jockey and the other one he did a bit wrong as well.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise, but it's a good starting point. They'd be the fastest horse, and he is the fastest horse. So the punters have probably gravitated to that. And the thing is that he is a bit of an enigma in that he does often get beaten at the really short prices. The punters maybe latch onto him at the wrong times. But as you said, third up is usually when he strikes. So Chris Waller knows that, and that's why he's third up into this race.
And there has been money at longer odds for Santa Ana Lane, 26 into 21, who was runner-up in the race last year.
Yeah, good point about the third up. Dino, spot on. Spot on as always. It makes perfect sense to me. Chris Waller exactly knows what he's doing. So there you go. A little bit of opportunity for you to work around Nature Strip there if you're into it. But I'm with Nature Strip. I'm all over Nature Strip for the Tab Everest tomorrow at Randwick. Let's get back to Caulfield for the formula bet, if you don't mind. Dino, who are we playing for this weekend and what do you got for us?
Well, Daniel, there was nearly an incident there when Joey texted through to me, but our contestant's name is definitely Sam Good of Mooney Ponds.
Oh, and, what have you done, Joe? What have you done?
He just left a D off. And, for Sam, we're having a 40... Yes, the goo. $40 the win on race 6, number 2, California Zimbol. $40 the win, race 7, number 6, Alpha Oro. And $40 on the all-up of the pair. Race 6, number 2, into race 7, number 6 for Simon Good of Mooney Ponds.
All right, 6-2. What, 7-6, did you say? 6-2's?
Yep.
7-6 tomorrow. Yep. What's that come to, Quinny?
That comes to $8 pre-multiplier, $4 into $2.
Like that. That's nice and easy to get your head around. 6-2 into 7-6 tomorrow for the formula bet. Good luck to the goo tomorrow at Caulfield. All right, all we need now from you, Dino, is a Ramarufi, the world-famous Ramarufi, just to get the juices flowing.
It's been a bit lean pickings for the Ramarufi, but I'm a little bit keener tomorrow. Race 5, number 5, Silhouette. Don't think she's had much luck this time in. Ready to strike third up for the Maestro. I think she's a really good chance, especially if the predicted rain comes. She handles the wet well. Race 5, number 5.
And we love when race 5, number 5 gets a bit of a look at the Ramarufi. Nice. And can't get enough of that stuff. Quinny, what's the Ramarufi paying this week, please?
It's been $10 into 8, the RR in Silhouette. So hopefully that support will continue. No doubt it will after that little push from Dino. So $8 currently for Silhouette.
$8, nice. We've got a 260 action in the place. Can't go wrong with the Ramarufi in the Ethereal Stakes tomorrow. Race number 5. So, Rama, what about this? We've done it again. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We've got those races covered.
Plus the Everest.
Plus the Everest. Plus the Everest. And we've got your dad's horse today, Pakenham.
A lot going on. It's almost too much.
It's been some sort of day on the Friday form. And just to recap it, let's have a listen to some of the finest.
No Ramarufi from last start in Ramarushi in the quad. That's it on board, I could buy it.
And then M. Man Nicholas went into full Travis Cloak mode.
A bit off board, I could buy it then. No, the second one was a joke. I was taking the Mickey the second time, but the first one sounded even worse than I thought it would then. So I'll have to stripe Joe and edit that out of the podcast.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. Now, you might as well, Quinny, while you're with us, and Dino, you might as well do the rest of the odds for the weekend while you're here, rather than having to come back in 10 minutes' time. You might as well do that for the weekend, for the sporting activity. We've got the footy with the AFL and the NRL. I'm sure you've got something else for us. What's happening at the tab? Nicholas, you there?
Not much.
Is Nicholas playing? He's not there. We might have to go back to him in 10 minutes. Well, let's just pretend that didn't happen. It's going beautifully. Let's just pretend
he didn't try
and streamline the system.
He's upset with you now, half.
No, he's talking and not even coming through now. So we've had an incident there with Quinny. Are you there, Quinny?
I am indeed.
Oh, righto. Okay. Let's recap that. Quinny, how about we save you some time in 10 minutes' time and you give us the odds for the weekend?
I think that's a wonderful idea, half. Everything running beautifully this morning. Let's take a look at the prelim finals tonight with Port up against Richmond. The Power, $1.77 favourites, with Richmond at $2.05 outsider. Then tomorrow night, Brisbane, $1.77 up against the Cats, with Geelong a slight outsider at $2.05. Since TAB started betting on the footy, there's not been a more competitive flag market going into prelim weekend than we've got in 2020. Brisbane, a 340 favourite. Richmond, a 380 second elect. Port Adelaide at 5. Geelong, a $4.25 outsider at that quote. A massive day of racing tomorrow. The Caulfield Cup. There's been good money in the last 24 hours for one of the international runners to hopefully go on and get the job done in Buckhurst, who was still $21 into 19 a week and a half ago. Has been 17 into 11 since the barrier draw. Very elegant. A $5 favourite. Anthony Van Dyke at 7. And I think there's a good thing tomorrow, half, over in New Zealand. Race 8, number 9, Melody Bell at $2.50. I think she will be way too good. She'll start odds on, and hopefully I can redeem myself after a dreadful morning with Melody Bell getting the cash.
Never dreadful, just entertaining, Nicholas. That's how we see it around here in the Breakfast Club. So we've never been in New Zealand before with one of your coffee bets, so we're doing that tomorrow for a first time, and Melody Bell's probably a nice place to start, I reckon.
I think so. I cannot believe the quote she is. So I think she'll continue to firm between now and then, and looks a good way to turn 20 into 50.
All right, 250 for Melody Bell, race 8, number 7 tomorrow. Race 8, number 9, sorry, tomorrow in New Zealand. Quinny, thank you for that. We appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing your coverage on the Maui Cup today.
Can't wait for that, and I'm looking forward to Trent Langscale next Friday because I'm no doubt going to get the flick after mucking up that Ram Ruffy Madam Rouge. Thank you, gents. Have a great day.
No, you are welcome anytime here on The Breakfast Club. Thank you. Dino, before I let you go, a little bit out of the normal wheelhouse, but I know you'd be paying particular attention. Who wins the preliminary finals on the weekend?
Yeah, they're unbelievably competitive, aren't they, Huff? I'm probably going with the outsider in Richmond and the favourite in Brisbane, but I could be wrong in both very easily.
Yeah, I think everyone could be wrong in both those games very easily.
The permutations there, it's fantastic.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about that after 8 o'clock as well. Good on you, Dino. Looking forward to your coverage tomorrow on the Spring Ticket and, of course, a little bit later on this morning with Hamish and Gareth on RSN Central.
Terrific. Thank you, Daniel.
Good stuff. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, and Nick Quinn, that guy from the tab, an outstanding pairing on the Friday form with us on The Breakfast Club. Great to have him with us every week. 12 to 8, we'll get to a break. Bit to talk about after this. We'll do it. Stick around on RSN 927.